Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请我们翻开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Matthew 4:17.
马太福音第四章十七节。
From that time began Jesus to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Same book, chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
11:12.
马太福音十一章十二节。
But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence, and the violent seize on it.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Same book.Chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Verse 14.
二十四章第十四节。
And these glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth for a witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。然后末期才来到。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee.
亲爱的主，我们实在要感谢你。
Thou hast gathered us together again in Thy presence.
你再一次把我们召聚在你同在的里面。
In Thy presence, there is fullness of joy.
在你同在的里面满了喜乐
and pleasure forevermore.
叫我们得着享用。
We do praise and thank thee for giving us such privilege.
我们感谢赞美你，你给我们这样的特权。
We open our hearts to thee, O Lord.
主，我们向你把心打开。
Speak to us.
向我们说话。
Bring us into thy heart.
把我们带到你心意的里面
，that we may follow thee，
叫我们能够跟从你。
We ask in thy precious name，
我们奉你宝贝的名。
Amen. Amen.
阿门。Yesterday morning we mentioned that the burden of this time。
昨天早上我们提到这一次我的负担乃是。
It is about spiritual exercise and the life to come.
乃是讲到属灵的操练与来生的应许。
We thank God that spiritual exercise is not only profitable for this life.
我们感谢神，属灵的操练不但对今生有益处。
That in this life we may experience the life of Christ.
我们能够经历基督的生命。
Whether it is our personal life, or family life, or church life, or social life.
不光光是我们的个人生活，我们的教会生活，的社交生活。
We are not like the people of the world.
我们不像属世的人一样。
Who live their life by their old Adamic life.
他们是凭着他们那旧的亚当生命来活。
We who have been born again by God.
我们这些从神重生过来的人。
We are supposed to live differently.
我们应该过不同样的生活。
And the difference is we no longer live by ourselves.
那个不同乃是我们不再靠自己而活。
We live by the life of Christ in us.
我们是凭着我们里面的生命来活。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
Whether I live my personal life,
不管 我是个人的生活也好,
or I live my family life,
或者是我在过家庭的生活也好,
or even church life,
或者是过教会的生活也好,
and social life,
或者是社交的生活也好,
we do not live these dimensions of life by our old Adamic life.
我们过着不同方面的生活, 我们不再凭着我们亚当的生命,
we live by the life of Christ in us.
我们乃是凭着 在我们里面基督的生命来活,
but this promise of life comes only through spiritual exercise.
但这生命的应许只是因着属灵的操练而得到。
If we do not exercise our spirit,
如果我们不操练我们的灵,
even though the Holy Spirit is leading us in that way,
虽然圣灵是如此的在引导着我们,
we will not be able to really live by the life of Christ.
我们实在就不能够凭着基督的生命来活。
But thank God,
感谢神,
the profit of spiritual exercise is more than just for this life.
属灵的操练得的益处并不光光为了今生。
It even go into the age to come and to eternity.
而且能够带到来生,带到永世。
So this time we will fellowship together on how spiritual exercise will give us the promise of life in the days to come.
所以这一次我们要交通的乃是属灵的操练与来生的应许,生命的应许的关系。
Yesterday morning we spoke on spiritual life, spiritual exercise, and the second coming of our Lord.
昨天我们交通到属灵的操练与基督的再来。
Now this afternoon we'll go on into spiritual exercise and the kingdom of the heavens.
今天我们要交通到属灵的操练与天国的关系。
The gospel of the kingdom of the heavens is an integral part of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
天国的福音乃是耶稣基督福音完整内容的一个不可缺的部分。
It is also an important part of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
也是耶稣基督福音重要的一部分。
It is not another gospel.
这不是另外一类的福音。
We have only one gospel.
我们只有一个福音。
As the Apostle Paul maintained.
好像使徒保罗所说的。
There is only one gospel.
只有一个福音。
It is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们的主耶稣基督的福音。
He is the gospel.
他就是那福音。
But he is so rich and full.
但它是那样的丰满,那样的丰富。
His gospel is so great.
它的福音是那么大。
That it includes much more than we think.
它包括是超过我们所能够想象的。
We often think of the gospel only in terms of the gospel of grace.
当我们说到福音,我们只是想到恩典的福音。
That is to say, we think of what Luke told us.
我们只是想到牧家所告诉我们的,
that our Lord Jesus comes that we may believe and we may have our sins forgiven.
当我们的主来的时候,我们相信我们的罪就得到赦免。
Now certainly this is true.
这的确是真实的。
We do thank God for what he has done to us.
我们谢谢神他为我们所做的。
But according to the word of God, this is just the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是根据神的话, 这只不过是福音的开始。
Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is not according to our need.
因为耶稣基督的福音不光是根据我们的需要。
It is according to the glory and the nature of God.
乃是根据神的荣耀跟神的性情来的。
We may be satisfied by just being saved.
我们可能只是 得拯救就满足了。
But God will not be satisfied.
但神还没有满足。
He gave His gospel to us that we may reach the eternal purpose of God concerning us.
他把福音给我们，叫我们能够达到神永远的旨意在我们身上的目的。
Therefore, we find that the gospel not only includes the grace of God, but also the kingdom of the heavens.
所以我们就发现，耶稣基督的福音不单只包括神的恩典，也包括天国的福音。
Unfortunately, this part of the gospel has been neglected.
但很可惜，这一部分的福音常被忽略掉。
You know, when the reformers brought in the Reformation,
就是当宗教改革的时候
they told us,
他们告诉我们
justification by faith,
因信称义
now that is the gospel of grace,
这是恩典的福音
but they purposely left the gospel of the kingdoms aside.
他们故意把天国的福音漏放在一边。
The reason was,
原因乃是
because of the heresy that the Catholic Church proclaimed.
因为当时天主教他们的异端的教导。
You know, with the Catholic Church, they have the teaching of purgatory.
你知道在天主教里面他们有炼狱的教导。
And it is all based upon this matter of merit.
这完全是根据你的行为。
That is to say, you cannot be saved other than by your own merit.
你不能够得救，单单只是靠着你自己的好行为。
Now, if you do not accumulate enough merit to go to heaven,
如果你不能够积聚足够的善行，就不能进天国。
Then after you die, you have to go to purgatory.
所以你死之后，你要先到炼狱里面去。
So that somehow, the merit will be accumulated.
啊，叫你让你补满你自己的善行。
Now there is also a side way.
那还有另外一条小路。
There are other saints.
还有其他的一些的圣徒。
And these saints have more merit to go to heaven.
那些圣徒啊，他们有超额的善行，
so you can pray to them.
所以你可以向他们祷告。
And they will share their extra merit with you.
他们就把他们多余的好行为分一点给你。
So you will come out of purgatory quicker.
所以你就能够从炼狱里面快点出来。
And also there is another way.
还有一条路。
If you buy the indulgence,
如果你摆这些赎罪券。
Then when the money goes down to the box, your soul will fly out of purgatory.
所以当钱掉到奉献箱里的时候，你的魂就从炼狱里面飞出来。
Now that is a heresy.
这是一个异端的教导。
It is completely opposite to the grace of our God.
这跟神的恩典完全相反。
And the reformers were afraid of that.
这个宗教改革他们怕这一个教导。
So they purposely just left this apart.
所以他们特别把这一部分来放在一边。
So among the Protestants, the gospel of the kingdom of heavens had not been preached.
所以在基督徒里面讲到天国的福音就没有人在那里这样传。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Even though There is heresy.
虽然在那里有异端
But there is also truth.
但那里也有真理的根据
We cannot leave off truth because there is heresy.
我们不能够因为怕异端的缘故而忽略了真理
As a matter of fact, the gospel of the kingdom of heavens is an important part of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为天国的福音乃是耶稣基督福音重要的一部分。
You know, when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主来到地上的时候，
He was born a king.
他生下来是做王的。
When he was 30 years old,
当他30岁的时候,
he began his public ministry.
他就开始他公开的侍奉。
And while he began his public ministry,
当他开始他公开的执事的时候,
he preached the kingdom of the heavens.
他在那里传天国的福音。
Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The Jewish nation,
犹太国,
they believe in God.
他们信神。
And they were actually expecting their Messiah.
他们在那里盼望弥赛亚的再来。
They were expecting a king to come into their midst.
他们期待着一个君王来到他们中间。
The Messiah king.
弥赛亚王。
They would deliver them out of the bondage of the Roman Empire.
把他们从罗马帝国里面拯救出来。
That was their belief.
这是他们所相信的。
But when Christ Jesus was born,
但当耶稣基督降生的时候,
He was the king.
他是那君王。
And yet they could not understand him.
但他们却不能够认识他。
And eventually they crucified him.
最后他们把他钉在十字架上。
But when our Lord Jesus came,
当我们的主降生的时候,
what was the gospel that he preached?
他所传的是什么福音呢?
Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The king has come.
君王已经来了。
He comes to form his own kingdom.
他来到地上要建立他的王国。
And because he is here.
因为他在这里。
So he said, the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
他说天国近了。
The king alone cannot be called a kingdom.
如果只有君王不能够称为国度。
A king without the people does not have a kingdom.
君王只有，如君王没有国民，就不能够称为国度。
So when our Lord first came, he had no people.
所以当我们的主刚来到地上的时候，他没有他的国民。
He had to find his own people.
他要寻找属他的人。
He had to save his people.
他要拯救他的人。
So when he first came, he said, the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
所以当他来到地上的时候，他说天国近了。
He came for that purpose.
他来的是这个，为了这个目的。
He came to establish his kingdom on earth.
他来到地上是要建立他的国度。
And first of all, he had to find a people.
首先他要得到一些的国民。
So here you find he called people to repent.
所以他呼召人要悔改。
And to believe in him.
要相信他。
Not only to believe in him.
不单单要相信他。
But he called people to follow him.
而且他呼召人来跟从他。
So you find when our Lord Jesus began his ministry.
所以当我们看到主在地上开始他执事的时候。
He is calling people to believe in him.
他就是在那里呼召人来相信他。
And also to follow him.
也跟从他。
To be his disciples.
做他的门徒。
Not only to be those believers.
不单单是讲到这些信徒。
The believers at the same time are to be disciples.
因为信徒同时也是应该做门徒。
In the sight of God.
在神的眼中看。
To be a believer and to be a disciple are one and the same thing.
做信徒跟做门徒是同一件事情的
两面。To put it another way,
换句话说,
you cannot be a believer without being a disciple.
如果你不做一个门徒, 其实你也不能够成为一个信徒。
Unfortunately, this is true today.
但很可惜, 今天反而我们就只是光做信徒。
But in the mind of God, believers and disciples are one and the same thing.
在神的眼中看，门徒跟信徒是同一件事情。
And when he called for believers, for disciples,
当他那个呼召门徒的时候,
when he called those who believe in him,
当他那个呼召那些信他的人的时候,
he said, come and follow me.
他说, 来跟从我。
And you'll find how Peter, Simon, and his brother Andrew, they left their boat and followed him.
你就看到, 西门彼得跟他的兄弟安德烈舍下了船就跟从了耶稣。
And he went ahead and he called the two sons of Zebedee.
然后他再呼召西比泰的两个儿子。
And they left their father and the boat and followed him.
他们离开了他们的父家船跟从了耶稣。
They became disciples of the Lord Jesus.
他们就做了耶稣的门徒。
Now, what does disciple mean?
门徒的意思是什么呢?
Disciple does not mean student.
门徒不是说是学生而已。
Now, in one sense, they are students.
从一面来说,他们是学生。
Our Lord Jesus is the teacher.
我们的主耶稣乃是那老师。
But because, in modern sense, to be a student is different from what an apprentice is.
因为在现今,作为一个学生跟做学徒是完全不同的。
Because in the early days, there was no regular schools.
因为在以前,没有现今的学校这样。
If you want to learn a trade,
如果你要学一门手艺,
you have to be discipled to a master.
你一定要像一个 夫子像一个师傅来学习。
Suppose you want to be a carpenter.
如果你要学习做木匠的话,
there is no school of carpentry.
所以没有木匠学校。
But there are master carpenters.
但是那里有木匠师傅。
So you will have a contract with your master.
所以你跟你的师傅有这样的合约。
And when the contract was signed,
当合约签好以后,
then you will leave your home.
你就离开你自己的家,
you are not allowed to stay in your home.
你就不能够再住在自己的家里。
You have to go and live with your master.
你要跟你的师父住在一起。
You become a part of his house.
你就成为他家里的一员。
And usually during the first year,
头一年的时候,
he will not even allow you to touch the instruments.
他根本就不许你碰他那些的工具。
He does not tell you anything about the trade.
他也不告诉你做木匠的技巧。
Now what are you going to do?
那你干什么呢?
Well, you try to serve the house.
你在他家里面服侍。
If he has children, you have try to help the children.
如果他有孩子, 你就帮他抱孩子。
And when he is eating, you try to get the rice to him.
他在吃饭, 你要给他盛饭。
And then you try to sweep the floor of his house.
在他家里面帮忙扫地。
You're going to do all these mundane work.
你就做这些零碎的工作。
Now probably you say, now I do not come for that purpose.
你说我还不是学这些啊。
But that is the way of apprenticeship.
但这就是做学徒的那条路。
And maybe the next year he will try to help you and give you a little chance.
所以第二年呢, 可能他就给你一点的机会。
And maybe allow you to touch his instrument.
可能你就可以开始碰他的工具了。
And will teach you some secret.
然后就告诉你一些木匠的秘诀。
After you have finished your apprenticeship,
当你, 学徒期满的时候,
what had happened?
怎么样呢?
You have not only learned your master's skill,
你不单真学了你师父的技巧,
you have learned the way of life from your master.
你就从你的师父那里学如何的做人。
Oftentimes, when you come out of apprenticeship, you talk like your master.
所以当你学徒期满之后, 你讲话像你的师父。
You walk like your master.
你走路像你的师父。
Everything seems to be like your master.
你做一切的事情都像你的师父一样。
Now that is discipleship.
这是做门徒。
So when our Lord Jesus saves us,
所以当我们的主拯救我们的时候,
this is only the beginning.
这只是一个开头。
He saves us that we may be his disciples.
他拯救我们, 叫我们能够做他的门徒。
And he will try to train us.
他就 学他就开始来训练我们。
Now in the early days, the apprentice have to leave their home and everything.
一开头学徒要离开家。
And that is literal.
这个就是这样的。
Now today, it is spiritual.
现在呢是属灵的意思。
So you don't need to leave your home.
所以你现在不需要离家了。
You can stay in your home.
你可以住在家里面。
But spiritually speaking, you have left everything behind.
但属灵的意思乃是说你要放下一切的东西。
You are following the Lord.
你来跟从主。
And you're learning from him.
你在那里学他。
He is trying to train you.
他在那里训练你。
Now that's discipleship.
这才是做门徒。
Then you find in Matthew chapter 11.
我们就发现在马太十一章那里告诉我们。
And the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣告诉我们说,
from the day of John the Baptist until now,
从施洗约翰到如今,
the kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
天国是努力进入的。
And the violent seize on it.
所以说努力的人就得着了。
Now, of course, in the original, it is violent.
所以这个努力原文来说要暴力。
But of course, when you go to the other gospel, it does use the word force.
你在其他的福音书里面是讲努力。是讲暴力啊。
It doesn't mean that you'll be violent to other people.
不是说你对其他的人暴力。
It means that you have to do violence to yourself.
乃是说你要对你自己暴力。
From the day of the John the Baptist until now.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今。
The kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
天国是暴力进入的。
We have to be violent to ourselves.
我们要暴力地对待我们自己。
And the violent and the forceful shall seize upon it.
说这样暴力的人就得着吧。
In other words,
换句话说,
he began to have his own people.
他就得着了。属他的人。
And these people are following him.
这些人就跟从主。
And he tells us, when they follow him, what kind of thinking you must have.
他告诉我们，当我们跟从他的时候，我们要有什么样的思想。
If you are not forceful, if you are not violent to yourself, you won't be able to learn him.
如果你不够努力，你对自己没有暴力的话，你就没有办法学到它。
That is the reason why consecration is so important.
这就是为什么奉献是那么重要。
The first spiritual experience is consecration.
一切属灵的经验、经历的开始是奉献。
Consecration doesn't mean that you give yourself to the Lord to serve Him.
奉献不是说你把自己交给主去侍奉他而已。
You use your own talent to serve him.
你用你自己的聪明去侍奉他。
Consecration means that you give yourself to him and let him work in you.
侍奉乃是你把自己交给他，让他在你里面做工。
Allow him to do whatever he wants to do with you.
让他在你里面做他要做的工。
He is going to train you.
他要训练你。
He is going to make you something.
他要把你做成一样的东西。
But he wants your own approval.
但他要得到你自己的批准。
Because God will never force anyone against his will.
因为神从来不强迫我们，当我们不愿意的时候。
He created us with a will.
他创造我们，给我们一个意志。
And he always respects our will.
他一直尊重我们自己的意志。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we will not have spiritual experience until we have consecrated ourselves.
如果我们没有把自己奉献给主，我们就根本没有属灵的经历。
To put it in another way,
换句话说,
even if we have believed in him,
虽然我们已经信了他
and maybe for a number of years,
我已经信了他好几年
if we do not put ourselves under His authority.
如果我们不把我们自己放在他主权底下,
if we do not give ourselves totally to Him,
如果我们没有把自己完全的给了主,
then He will not be able to train us in any way.
他就没有办法来训练我们。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
here you find our Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
我们主在这里说, 天国是暴力的人进入的,
and the violence seized upon it.
他说, 暴力的人就得着了。
And then when you come to Matthew chapter 24,
当你来到马太24章的时候,
Matthew chapter 24 is telling us,
马太24章告诉我们,
how the kingdom of the heavens will come upon this earth.
说天国的福音要传遍天下。
And before that has happened,
在传遍天下之前,
the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens has to be preached for all the world.
他说天国的福音要传遍天下,然后末期才到。
As a testimony,
是对万民做见证的。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
So when you look at the gospel according to Matthew,
所以当你来读马太福音的时候,
you find that the kingdom of the heavens is the theme of the gospel.
你就发现天国的福音乃是马太福音里面的主题。
Our Lord Jesus commends the proclamation of the kingdom of the heavens.
我们的主在这里发命令说出天国定了。
In Hebrews chapter 2, you find that.
在希伯来书第二章，你就发现那里这样讲的
：This so great salvation，
这个这么大的救恩
，is first commenced by the preaching, the proclamation of our Lord Jesus。
是首先是说到我们的主耶稣基督
，and then it was confirmed by those who heard it。
然后就是听见了他，就确认了这一件事情。
And that is these apostles, they continue to confirm it.
这些的使徒们他们继续的在这里证明这件事情。
Whether it is Peter,
或者是彼得,
on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天,
he told the people,
他告诉人们,
the one whom you have rejected and crucified,
说你们所拒绝所钉十字架的耶稣,
God has made him Lord and Christ.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
This is the gospel of the kingdom.
这是天国的福音。
And you find the Apostle Paul.
你看到使徒保罗,
when you read Acts, the last chapter,
当你读使徒行传最后一章的时候,
and the last verse,
最后一节的时候,
you find that he was in his apartment, continue to proclaim the message of the kingdom of God.
你就发现在他所租的房子里面, 他那里放胆传讲神国的道,
and teach the things concerning our Lord Jesus.
将主耶稣基督的事教导人。
So in other words, the gospel of the kingdom was the gospel preached by the apostles.
天国的福音乃是使徒们所传的福音。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
If you turn to Revelation chapter 1,
如果你翻到启示录第一章的时候,
verse 5,
启示录第一章第五节的时候,
to him who loved us and has washed us from our sins in his blood and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen.
并那诚实做见证从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶又使我们做国民 做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能都给他，直到永永远远。阿门。We
find that our Lord Jesus, who loves us so much,
我们看到我们的主耶稣那么爱我们。
He has not only washed us from our sins in His blood, but He did something more.
他还做了更多的事情,
and made us a kingdom.
他要我们成为国度。
And then you turn to Revelation chapter 5.
然后我们再翻到启示录第五章,
verse 10.
启示录第五章第十节,
you find the 24 elders and the four living creatures.
你就发现那24长老跟四活物,
and they were there worshipping the Lamb.
他们在那里敬拜羔羊,
and they said,
他们说,
maybe we read from verse 9.
我们从第九节开始,
and they sing a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open its seals, because Thou hast been slain and hast redeemed to God by Thy blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made them to our God kings and priests, and they shall reign over the earth.
第九节他们唱新歌说你配拿书卷配揭开漆印因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各方各民各个中买了人来叫他们归于神又叫他们成为国民做祭司归于神在地上执掌王权
In the English it says kings and priests
在英文那里说是不单单是做国民是做国王做祭司
And they shall reign over the earth.
然后说, 叫他们在地上执掌王权。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主耶稣基督的时候,
what has happened?
哦, 什么事情发生?
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13,
在哥罗西书第一章13节告诉我们,
we find that God has delivered us out of the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
神救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里面去。
So we are not only being saved from our sins.
我们不单单从我们的罪恶里面被拯救,
saved from eternal death.
救我们脱离永死,
but you find that God has made us a kingdom.
神把我们 叫我们成为一个国度,
the kingdom of the heavens.
是成为天国,
he has delivered us out of the authority of darkness.
他救我们脱离黑暗的权势,
and he has made us a kingdom, transfer us into a kingdom of God's Son.
他把我们迁到成为他爱子的国里面。
This is the purpose of God concerning us.
这是神在我们身上的旨意。
So remember,
请记住,
positionally, we are in the kingdom of God's Son.
在地位上来讲, 我们是在神爱子的国里面。
The world is under Satan.
世界是握在恶者, 魔撒旦的手里。
He organized this world.
他在这个世界组织成他的生命。
Became a cosmos.
就成为一个世界。
And with that system, he opposed God.
用着这个世界黑暗的权势, 他在那里与神来相为敌。
The world and the things of the world, he used to fight against God.
世界跟世上的事物, 他用来抵挡神。
But when our Lord Jesus came for the first time into this earth,
当我们的主头一次来到地上的时候,
it is as if heaven began to invade the earth.
天来这里占领侵犯这个地,
because the earth, the world is under the enemy of God.
因为当时世界是神的仇敌的手里面来掌管,
and now you find the one from heaven had come upon this earth.
你就发现, 从天上来的, 降到地上,
he came as a king.
他降在地上要做王,
he came to establish his kingdom upon this earth.
他在这个地上要建立他的国度,
so it was an invasion.
所以是一个占领,
the heaven had invaded the earth.
天要占领地,
and he was there calling a people out of the world unto himself.
他呼召人从世界里面出来, 归给他,
and not only positionally so,
不单只是地位上如此,
but experientially so.
在经历上也要这样。
So that is what discipleship means.
这是做门徒的意义。
Discipleship means the training of kings.
做门徒的意义乃是训练做王。
Discipleship is not only training us to be citizens.
做门徒不单单只是训练我们做国民。
Because all the citizens in the kingdom of the heavens are kings.
因为在天国里面所有的国民都是王。
He is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
And every citizen in that kingdom is a king.
每一个在这个国度里面的国民都是王。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
may I ask you a question?
问你们一个问题。
How are you going to be kings?
你怎么做王?
How do they train kings?
他们怎么样训练 王呢?
Of all the trainings that you can find in this world,
在地上所有的训练,
the strictest is the training of the king.
最严格的训练乃是做王的训练。
If you are going to be the king,
如果你要做王,
if you are going to reign,
如果你要掌权,
you have to go through very strict training.
你要经过非常严格的训练。
You have to go through from the very bottom.
你要从最低层的开始受训练。
Even the prince that is going to be king, for instance.
比如说做太子的, 他们要做王了有一天。
He has to be trained in such a way.
所以他们要这样的被训练。
That he may just be a common soldier first.
一开始他要做普通的士兵。
And he has to be under authority.
他要受人的权柄的管理。
He had to forget that he was born king.
他要忘记他生下来是做王的。
He was just a little soldier.
他只是一个小兵而已。
And he would be going through strict training.
他要经过严格的训练。
The training of the king is the strictest of all trainings.
王的训练乃是最严格的训练。
Because without the training, he will not be able to rule.
如果没有经过这样的训练，他就不能够掌权。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when our Lord Jesus began to call disciples,
当我们的主在那里呼召门徒的时候,
he wants to train us as king.
他要训练我们做王,
because he is the king of kings.
因为他是万王之王。
And the training of kings is the strictest of all.
王的训练是所有训练当中最严格的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do you think that just believe in the Lord Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，你以为只是信了耶稣基督,
and automatically you will be kings?
你马上就 能够做王吗?
Are you fit to be kings?
你合适做王吗?
Unless we are under strict training.
除非我们经过严格的训练。
So discipleship in the Bible is the training of kings.
在圣经里面讲到做门徒乃是王的训练。
Today, God's people, after they believe in the Lord Jesus,
今天, 属神的儿女, 当他们信耶稣之后,
they will be sit in the sedan chair and be carried to heaven.
他们就坐花轿要上天堂。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is not God's plan.
这不是神的旨意。
After we believe in him,
当我们信主之后,
he wants to make us kings.
他要我们做王。
He wants us to reign with him.
他要我们与他一同掌权。
And because of this, we will be under strict training.
你为着这个原因, 我们要经过严格的训练。
Look at how our Lord Jesus trained his early disciples.
看看我们的主一开始怎么训练他早期的门徒。
You find his way with his 12 disciples.
你就看到他如何带12个门徒。
How strict he was with them.
他对他们是多么的严格。
Take Peter for instance.
我们看看彼得。
Sometimes when you read the record in the Gospels,
有的时候当你读福音书的时候
You feel sorry for Peter.
啊，你觉得彼得很可怜啊。
Because you find that our Lord Jesus seems always to find fault with him.
你就发现主整天在他身上找毛病。
Peter really loved the Lord.
彼得实在是爱主的。
But the Lord treated him very strictly.
但主对他非常严厉。
You remember how after Peter confessed Jesus as Christ, the Son of God.
你记得当彼得他承认主是神的儿子的时候
He was as if lifted up to the third heaven already.
他好像就给带到三层天一样。
And immediately you found our Lord Jesus began to share with his disciples.
然后你就发现主就对门徒们分享说
how he must go to Jerusalem and eventually be killed.
他说他要如何的上耶路撒冷要受死。
But on the third day, he will be raised from the dead.
第三天他要从死里复活。
And you remember how Peter did to our Lord Jesus.
你就记得彼得说什么呢？
He laid his hands upon the Lord.
他抓住主说,
and maybe shook him a little bit.
啊, 可能他这个抓住他呀。
And said, no, never.
哦, 这事必不临到你。
Full of love for his master.
哦, 对他的夫子满了爱。
And yet the Lord turned around and said, Satan, leave me behind.
然后主转过对他说, 撒旦, 退我后面去。
What a shock it must be.
哦，把他吓坏了。
Peter did that with good intention.
彼得是好意的。
He was really mindful of his master.
他实在那里真是挂念他的师父。
But the Lord said,
主说,
You are not mindful of God, but mindful of man.
你不思念，不体贴父的意思，你体贴人的意思。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Naturally,
从天然来讲,
we are also opposed to the nature of the kingdom of the heavens.
我们都是与天国的性质相反的。
We belong, once we belong to the kingdom of this world.
因为我们本来是属于世界的国度。
And we live by our old Adamic life.
我们是凭着我们亚当的生命来生活。
We are earthly.
我们是属地的。
We are fleshly.
我们属肉体的。
We are sinful.
我们是满了罪污的。
We belong to this world.
我们是属世的。
That's the nature of this world.
这个世界就是这样的。
And we are no different from other people.
我们跟其他的世人没有什么不同。
But the Lord has saved us.
但是主拯救我们。
He is translating us into His own kingdom.
他把我们迁到他爱。他自己的国度里面
His kingdom is so different from the kingdom of the world.
他的国度与属地的国度完全不同。
The kingdom of the heavens is heavenly and spiritual.
天国乃是属天的，乃是属灵的。
And yet, look at ourselves.
你看看我们的样子。
We still have our Adamic life in us.
我们仍然有我们亚当的生命在我们里面。
And we used to live in this world.
我们以前习惯活在这个地上。
We belong to this world before.
我们本来就属地的。
And how could we be in the kingdom of the heavens?
我们怎么能够活在天国的里面？
How could we be trained to be kings?
我们怎么能够被训练来做王呢？
Unless we were put under strict training.
除非我们要接受严格的训练。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
We need to expect strict training.
我们要面对严格的训练。
We think that after we believe in the Lord Jesus, then we have an easy time.
哦，我们以为我们信了主耶稣之后，我们就过舒服的日子了。
Brothers and sisters, to your surprise,
弟兄姊妹们，你会觉得非常的惊讶。
You will find it will become harder than ever you think.
你就发现信主以后啊，你的日子比以前更艰难。
He loves us so much,
因为他那么爱我们。
He wants to train us to be king.
他要训练我们做王。
And that is to say,
就是说
to take up his own character.
叫我们能够得到他的性情。
Brothers and sisters, there is nothing more important than this.
弟兄姊妹，没有比这个更重要的。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主耶稣之后
we may desire that God will give us this gift or that gift.
我们可能希望主把这个恩赐那个恩赐给我们。
That he will use us in this way and that way.
他要我们做这个做那个。
But to our surprise.
但是对我们惊讶的乃是。
You find he put us under strict training.
他就把我们放在严格训练之下。
Because character building is more important than gifts.
因为你性格上面受的训练比得恩赐更重要。
Gifts are only channels.
恩赐只不过是一些管道。
And the real thing that goes through the channel is character.
在管道里面通过出来那个实际的东西乃是性格。
Because that is life.
因为那是生命。
And life alone can help.
只有生命叫人得帮助。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you find how our Lord Jesus trained his own disciples.
你就看到我们的主如何训练他的门徒们。
You know, Peter, he was a very open people.
你知道彼得是一个非常敞开的人。
He was very outspoken.
他是非常喜欢讲话的。
He was an extrovert.
哦，他实在是不会讲话。外向的人。
And yet you find how God trained him.
你就看神怎么训练他。
In the Bible, you find three times.
你在圣经里面看到有三次。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
父神、子神、圣灵。
How they cut off Peter's speech.
他们在那里打断彼得的话。
You remember that?
你记得这样的吗？
When Peter was with the Lord on that mountain of transfiguration,
当彼得跟主在变向山上的时候
and he woke up and saw that Moses was there, Elijah was there with our Lord Jesus.
他睡醒了看到摩西、以利亚跟我们的主在那里
My, that was a perfect scene.
哇，这个景象太不得了了。
So he immediately said, well, let's stay here forever.
他马上就说话说我们在这里真好。
I will make three tabernacles.
我在这里给你们盖三座棚。
We will just open air, that's
all. 我们露天 camping 就可以了。
And immediately the glory of the Lord covered him.
马上神的荣耀像云彩那样。
And the Heavenly Father said, this is my beloved Son, hear him.
就听到父神说这是我的爱子你们要听他
Don't talk too much
你不要讲话
And you remember another occasion
你记得另外一次
In Matthew chapter 18
在马太十八章
Those who collect the temple tax came
那些收圣殿丁税的人
And they said did your master pay the temple tax
他说你们的父子交过丁税没有
Oh, he said yes
他说他交
So he went in and tried to tell the Lord Jesus to pay the tax
所以他就跑到里面告诉主耶稣你要交丁税啊
And our Lord cut him off
主马上又打断他的话
Before he spoke, the Lord said
他还没有讲话主就说了
The temple tax, who collected it? Who paid the temple tax?
那谁要交圣殿的丁税呢
The son or the people?
是百姓呢还是儿子
Of course, the son, the people.
当然是这些百姓啊。
Then the son does not need to pay.
那儿子不需要交啊。
But for your sake.
但主说为了你的缘故。
Now go and fish.
去钓鱼。
Now, Peter was a fisherman.
彼得是渔夫啊。
But he cast nets.
他是撒网的。
He will get lots of fishes.
他一撒网就往很多鱼上。
But the Lord want him to go and try to get one fish.
那主叫他去钓鱼。
And he sat there.
他坐在那里。
And tried to get that fish.
在那里想钓那条鱼。
Fortunately, he got it.
还好他钓到。
How his patience must be tested.
我想他的耐心呢实在受了很大的试验。
And the Lord paid not only his, but also Peter's.
他拿出鱼钓出鱼每拿一块钱付了
彼得跟主的钉税。
The Lord cut him off.
主在那个又打断他的话。
And another occasion in Acts chapter 10.
还有一次在使徒行传第十章那里告诉我们。
And while he was speaking to the house of Cornelius.
当他在哥尼流的家里面讲话的时候。
And in the middle of his long speech.
在他那里很长的讲话的当
中。The Holy Spirit cut him off.
圣灵又在那里打断他的话。
The Holy Spirit came down upon these Gentiles.
哦，圣灵就降在这些外邦人的身上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，You look at how God dealt with Peter.
你看，神是如何的对付彼得。
Even after resurrection,
当主复活之后。
You remember that morning?
你记得那天早上。
When our Lord asked him three times, Peter, do you love me?
主三次的。问彼得你爱我吗
And he said, Lord, you know I'm attached to you.
哦、oh, 他就说主啊你知道我的心是连在你那里。
And the Lord said, come and follow me.
哦、oh, 主就说来跟从我。
Then he looked back and see John there.
然后他就回来看约翰在那里。
He said, what about this man?
他说那个人将来怎么样
And the Lord said, it has nothing to do with you.
他说这事与你无关。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do you see that?
你看到没有
The Lord is training Peter to be king.
主在那里训练保彼得做王。
And the same thing with the two sons of Zebedee.
同样在西比泰的两个儿子。
You know, these 12 disciples, none of them were really high class.
你知道这十二个使徒没有一个是有高尚的背景的。
And yet, they always quarrel among themselves who was the greatest.
他们一直在那里争吵谁是最大。
And they try to find every opportunity to be the greatest.
他们在那里找机会出头。
That's natural.
这是天然，这是
自然的。To the natural man, that is what it wants.
对于我们这些天然的人，这是很自然的嘛。
Even when our Lord Jesus was on his last trip to Jerusalem.
当我们的主最后一次上耶路撒冷的时候。
Well, the disciple says, now the chance is Christ is to be crowned.
现在是基督得冠冕的时候啊。
So you remember how in Matthew chapter 20 you find the two sons of Zebedee.
所以你就看到马太二十章那里那个细比泰的两个儿子在那里。
Got their mother out.
就把他们的母亲请出来了。
The mother is the aunt of our Lord Jesus.
这个他们的母亲呢是主耶稣的阿姨啊。
And came to the Lord said, I want to make a request.
说、so, 我来拜耶稣求他一件事。
Promise that you will do it.
然后呢你要答应我。
But the Lord never signed a blank check.
但是我们的主啊，从来不会签空白的支票。
So the Lord said, "What do you want?"
主说你要什么
？Let my son sit one on your right and one on your left.
说让我的儿子一个坐在你的左边。
My the other 10 disciples were indignant.
Oh, 那十个门徒真是气坏了。
You out of the movers.
你们两个在这里做手脚。
And the Lord said,
主说
，You must drink the cup I drink.
他说，我所喝的杯你也要喝。
You must be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with.
你也要受我所受的浸。
But to sit on my right and left is not for me to give.
但是坐在我的左边，坐在我的右边，不是我能够给你的。
It depends on our Father.
这是在父的手里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you find our Lord Jesus is dealing strictly with his disciples.
你又看到吗？我们的主是严格的对付他的门徒。
Because he said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
因为他说我的国度不属于这个地。
You cannot treat my kingdom as the kingdom of this world.
你不要看我的国像地上的国度一样。
It is completely opposite.
这完全是与属地的相反的。
My kingdom is heavenly.
我的国度乃是属天的。
Not earthly.
不是属地的。
My kingdom is spiritual.
我的国度是属灵的。
Not physical.
不是属物质的。
My kingdom is eternal.
我的国度是永远的。
Not transient.
不是暂时的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
And it's because his kingdom is different from the kingdom of this world.
因为他的国度与属地的国度是不同的。
Therefore,
所以
you find everything that belongs to the world is opposite to the nature of his kingdom.
所以你看到属地一切的东西与神的国是相反的。
If you want to rule, you have to be the servant.
如果你要掌权，你就先要做仆人。
If you want to be the first, you have to be the last.
你要做大，你首先要为小。
Because the Son of Man does not come to be served, but to serve.
因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍。
This kingdom of the heavens,
这是天国，
is totally different from the kingdom of this world.
与属地的国度完全相反。
We may be qualified to be in the kingdom of the world.
我们可能在属地的国度里面有资格。
But naturally speaking, we are not qualified for the kingdom of the heavens.
但从天然来讲，我们是不够格在属天的国里面。
And unless there is strict training with us,
除非我们经过严格的训练，
that we may be totally delivered from our old self.
我们就完全从老我的里面被拯救出来，
from our own ideas，
从我们自己的意念里面出来，
our own opinions，
从我们自己的看法里面出来，
our own desires，
从我们自己的欲望里面出来，
our own feeling，
我们的感觉里面被拯救出来，
our own mentality，
我们自己的这些个性里面出来。
Unless all these has to go through the cross，
这一切都要经过十字架，
we will not be able to be kings in the kingdom of the heaven.
不然我们就不能够在天国里面做王。
So you find that how our Lord Jesus trained his disciples strictly.
我们就看到我们的主是那么严格的训练他的门徒。
And the principle is the same today.
今天的原则也是一样。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
let's remember,
让我们记得，
the kingdom of the heavens is not of the world.
天国不是属地的。
And the kingdom of the heavens takes its character, its nature from the King of Kings.
天国的性情是根据万王之王的性格来定的。
Our Lord Jesus is the King of Kings in the kingdom of the heavens.
我们的主耶稣，他是天国里面的万王之王。
And his character characterizes the kingdom.
他的性情就带出了他国度的性情。
Whatever he is, that is the nature of the kingdom of the heavens.
他是怎么样，天国的性情就是怎么样。
So that is what you find in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以这就你是看到登山宝训里面的教导。
Because there he shows us what his character is.
因为在那里带出了他的性情是如何。
And those who began to have his character built into them.
那些在里面有他的性格给主持起来的人。
And when his character begins to be formed in us.
当他的性情在我们的里面给组织起来的时候，
and we are being transformed and conformed to his image.
我们就被改变，给磨成他自己的形象。
Then we will be qualified in the kingdom of the heaven.
那我们就够资格在天国里面。
To put it simply,
简单来说，
to reign with Christ in the kingdom of the heavens to come.
在未来的天国里面与基督一同掌权，
it is not an automatic thing.
不是一个自然自动得到的。
It is true that we believe in the Lord Jesus, eventually we will all be in heaven.
当然我们知道
所有信主的人，最后我们都能够在天国里面。
But to share in the kingdom of the heavens when it appears on earth is something different.
但是在地上与他一同作王是另外一件事情。
Because we know that we are living in this age.
我们知道我们今天在现今的日子里面。
这时代。
我们在这个时代里面。
And the Bible tells us there is the age to come.
圣经还告诉我们有来生。
And not only the age to come, but eternity to come.
不单单有前面的世代，还有永世。
What is the age to come?
未来的世代是什么呢？
It is not eternity.
那里不是讲到永世。
It is what the Bible calls 1,000 years.
是圣经里面所讲的千年国。
When this age of grace is over,
当恩典的世代结束，
The next age to come is the millennium.
来世乃是千禧年。
Millennium kingdom.
千禧年，千年国。
And in the millennium kingdom, there are two parts.
在千禧年的国度里面有两部分。
There is the heavenly part and the earthly part.
有在天上的，也有在地上。
The earthly part is called messianic kingdom.
在地上被称为千禧年。
Because all the promises God gave to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob will be fulfilled with the Jewish nation.
因为神给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所有的应许都要在犹太国里面应验。
They will become the first of the nations.
他们被称为千禧国。
But there is the heavenly part.
因为还有属天的一部分。
And the heavenly part is concerned with the church.
属天那部分乃是与教会有关。
Those who overcome, they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
得胜的与基督一同掌权一千年。
They will reign from heaven upon earth.
他们在天上执掌地上的王权。
And this is the public manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens.
这乃是天国公开的展示。
Today the kingdom of the heavens is hidden.
今天天国是隐藏的。
Known to God, but not known to the world.
对世人是隐藏的，对属神的人是公开的。
That is the reason why you find in Matthew chapter 13.
这就是在马太十三章里面，
The Lord used parables to show us the mystery of the kingdom of the heaven.
主在那里用比喻来讲到天国的奥秘。
So far as the world is concerned.
所以世界上的人来讲，
The kingdom of the heavens is here, but it is hidden.
天国是在这里，但是隐藏的。
To the world, it is a mystery.
对世人来讲是一个秘密。
Because to them, they do not know what it exactly is.
因为他们根本不了解是怎么一回事。
You remember that in the seven parables.
你记得在这七个比喻的里面，
How you find that there are the leaven and the abnormal growth.
你就看到那些面笑，这些不正常的，这些的成长。
The kingdom of heaven is like a woman who put the leaven into three meals.
就是天国好像那个妇人把面笑放在面团里面。
And then it began to blow up.
就是里面就让你胀大起来。
And the kingdom of heavens is like a mustard seed.
天国好像芥菜种那样。
The mustard seed is the smallest of the seeds.
这芥菜种是所有种子里面最小的。
And it is a vegetable.
是一个蔬菜。
And yet it grows abnormally into a big tree.
那不正常的成长到成为一个大树。
And the birds came and made their nest on it.
然后飞鸟就搭窝在其上。
That shows.
这说出来。
Leaven in the scripture always refer to heresy, evil teachings.
面笑一直是讲到异端 恶毒的道理。
So you find how the enemy came in and put the tares into the field.
我们就看到仇敌把败子放在麦子田里面。
So to the eyes of the world,
对世人来讲
，the kingdom of the heavens is Christendom.
天国就是基督教。
They look at Christendom and say, "This is the kingdom of the heavens."
他一看到基督教，说这是天国。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Even in Christendom, you have the pearl and you have the treasure.
在基督教里面，你还有宝贝，还有珠子在里面。
But it's such a mixture.
但里面是充满了混杂。
It is a mystery.
在那里，是一个奥秘。
Only God knows. Who is in his kingdom?
只有神知道谁在他的天国里面。
The world does not know.
世界不知道。
But one day, the kingdom of heavens will come upon this earth in public.
但是有一天，天国又公开的降在这个地上。
That's Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
那是马太24、25章。
And then you find everybody will see it.
你就看到所有的人都看到了。
But the thing is here.
但重点在这里。
When the kingdom of the heavens should come upon this earth.
当天国降在地上的时候。
As book of Revelation chapter 11 says.
就像启示录十一章里面所说的。
At the blowing of the seventh trumpet.
当吹第七号的时候。
And the kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of Christ and of our Lord.
说这个。地上的国就成为我主耶稣基督的国。
That is when the kingdom of heavens has descended upon this earth.
就是说，天国降到地上。
Our Lord will rule over the whole earth.
我们的主在地上执掌王权。
And those who are in the kingdom of the heavens will rule with him.
在天国的里面，就这人就与他一同掌权。
And that is the public manifestation. Of the kingdom of the heavens.
那是天国在地上公开的展示。
But what is important is this.
但最重要的乃是这样。
Who are qualified to reign with Christ when the kingdom of heavens appear in public?
谁够资格与基督一同在天国里面掌权呢？
All believers?
所有的信徒吗？
Only those who are discipled to Christ.
只有那些是耶稣基督门徒的。
Only those who live today in the kingdom of the heavens in reality.
就是只有那些今天活在天国的实际里边的那些神的门，
Only those who put themselves under the authority of Christ.
只有那些活在基督权柄底下的人。
Only those who have been trained by the Lord to be kings.
只有那些他们被主训练好做王的那些人。
Only those who deny themselves, take up the cross and follow the Lord.
只有那些背起十字架舍己的人，跟从主的人。
Only those who are yoked with Christ.
只有那些与主同父一轭的人。
And learn of him.
学他样式的人。
Those who live in a kingdom life today will reign with Christ in the kingdom to come.
他们今天过属天的生活，在那一天，在天国里面与主一同作王。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
How can we enjoy life in the kingdom of the heavens.
我们如何在天国的里面享用生命呢？
One day the kingdom of heavens will come upon this earth.
一天天国会降到地上。
If we endure with Christ, we reign with him.
我们有与主，我们又能忍耐，就与主一同作王。
If we die with him, we live with him.
如果我们与他同死，我们就与他同活。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we have the kingdom of the heavens in view.
我们仰望着
天国。 And because of this, we need to do violence to ourselves.
所以我们要对自己施暴力。
And the violence seizes upon it.
有暴力的人就得这神的果。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
there is a very strict connection between the gospel of grace and the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
在那里，恩典的福音跟天国的福音有非常紧密的关系。
The gospel of grace brings us to the kingdom of the heavens.
恩典的福音把我们带进天国的福音里面。
Because by ourselves, we will never be able to endure.
因为靠着我们自己，我们永远不能够忍耐。
Who does not love himself?
谁不爱他自己呢？
Who does not want to gratify himself?
谁不愿意在那里发表他自己呢？
We want to be the head and not the feet.
我们这个都愿意做头，不愿意做脚。
That's natural to us.
这是自然的事情。
We cannot do it.
我们自己做不来的。
How can the character of Christ become our character?
基督的性情怎么能够成为我们的性情呢？
How can we be meek and lowly?
我们怎么能够柔和谦卑呢？
How can we have the pure of heart?
我们怎么能够清心呢？
How can we endure all the tribulations and suffering?
我们如何的能够在那里忍耐苦难呢？
Unless it is the grace of God.
除非因着神的恩典。
We cannot do it.
我们做不来。
But he in us is well able.
但他在我们里面能。
And because of this, you'll find there need to be spiritual exercise.
因着这样的原因，我们需要有属灵的操练。
When grace comes upon us,
当恩典临到我们的时候，
our spirit needs to be exercised to respond to it.
我们的灵需要被操练去回应恩典。
That we are willing to deny ourselves.
我们愿意舍己。
And take up the cross and follow him.
背起十字架跟从他。
So grace leads us to the kingdom.
恩典带我们进入国度。
And the kingdom proves the grace.
国度见证出恩典。
You know what is grace?
恩典是什么？
Grace according to its definition.
恩典从它定义上来讲
includes three things.
是包括三件事。
One, grace is the one to whom we look to is full of grace.
恩典乃是我们所仰望的那一位是满有恩典。
Our God is full of grace.
我们的神乃是满有恩典的。
Grace number two.
恩典第二点。
That what is in him is given to us freely. That is grace.
在他里面白白的给我们的那是恩典。
As we look upon him,
当我们仰望他的时候，
then you find how his grace comes to us freely.
你就看到他的恩典是那样白白的赏给我们。
And to all.
是给每一位。
That's grace.
就是恩典。
We are saved by grace through faith.
我们是因信我们蒙恩是因着他的恩典。
But grace includes in it the third element.
但是恩典包括了第三个方面。
And that is those who have received grace become gracious to others.
那些承受恩典的人，他们能够把恩典带给别人。
And that is what grace means.
这是恩典的定义。
So you can see how the gospel of grace brings us to the gospel of the kingdom of heavens.
所以你就看到恩典的福音就把我们带到国度的福音里面。
And the gospel of the kingdom of heavens proves what grace really is.
天国度的福音就见证出恩典的福音的内容。
So brothers and sisters, let's have the full gospel.
让我们得着这全备的福音。
And we believe this is the will of God.
我们相信这是神的旨意。
That is the way that you experience life in the kingdom to come.
这就是你能够在来生在国度的里面享受生命的应许。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee because Thy gospel is so great salvation.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，你这福音真是多么大的救恩。
We pray that we may not just touch that corner, the beginning.
我们求你叫我们只不是单单只碰到这福音的一点点角落。
Lord, that Thou will by Thy Spirit bring us into full gospel.
求主借着你的灵把我们带到全备的福音里面去。
That we may not only be saved from death.
叫我们不单只从死亡里面拯救出来。
We may experience Your life now and forever.
我们如今就能够经历你的生命，也永远经历你的大能。
And all glory unto Yourself.
让一切的荣耀都归给你自己。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.